I'm getting worried as before I walked into her room and I heard her moan Theo's name. Is this real?
He's chatting absolute wusses.
Welcome back to Waffling. And I know what you're thinking. Where are you boys? Well, we are in my brand new London apartment. Obviously, we haven't got the Waffling sign up yet.
We're not allowed one.
Yeah, well, we've got no decorations at this point. And obviously, I'm renting it. So, yeah, we're having to sort of do a couple backhanders and convince them to allow us to wallify it.
What the fuck?
They're what? Like, wafflify.
Wafflify. Yeah. Basically, we're going to put some lights and tinsel up and it's going to look great. Because at the moment, it's a plain wall.
The vibes are not from the studio. It's from the boys.
Yeah, exactly. We generate the vibrations and so do you. And do you know what that means? You're going to hit the like rating button right now if you're watching on YouTube because our like ratings have gone.
No, I swear they're doing all right. But you should follow the Instagram. It'll be on the screen right now.
I think
right
people
now.
Forget to like because they're enjoying the video so much that they forget to click the like button.
Yes.
But this is the first episode of two on tour. Because this is the episode where we're not in the normal studio. Mm-hmm. And then next week, we're in Beefa.
So this you lot. Right, when we talk about the most crazy waffling style content, next week, all three of us are going to Ibiza. Right, we're having it fucking large, right? As large as it gets with Wayne. We're going to do loads of stripes.
What?
Oh.
Right. No.
No, but we are actually looking to potentially get Big Wayne on the show.
No, yeah. Basically,
yeah, but you're too scared to message him.
I'm a little bit. Look, I want to know what you think about this, and you tell me as well. Right, the concept of either whether it be asking someone for a photo or asking them, please, can you do something for me, or anything like that. I've always felt really like I don't know. It just makes my skin crawl. Roy Keane was talking about it recently on a Gary Neville piece of content that they did.
Well, the Sky Sports thing, walking the dog.
And he was like, look, if I don't know, it just even like swapping shirts with footballers after games and things like that,
really?
He just feels it's awkward. It cringes him out. And I think a little bit, like where obviously we want to get guests on this podcast, but like the idea of like being like, oh, please come on my podcast.
Are you sure that's not an ego thing?
No.
Because even if I wasn't like, you know, Weller or the YouTuber or whatever, if I was just a normal person, jokes, you know I'm joking.
Jokes.
No, obviously I'm joking. But listen, just that whole concept makes my skin crawl. So that's why we leave it to Theo.
Wait, to be honest, I'm actually in a very similar situation. I feel exactly the same. I hate it. But no one actually cares. Like when people ask me to go on their videos, I'm like, yeah.
Obviously. That's the thing. You boys get asked all the time. And you're like, it's really sure.
No, 100%. But we've like, obviously you asked the Burnt Chip to come on. The Burnt Chip was meant to be on this episode. It's like our first London guest and like he just didn't do it.
He was busy. But he said he's going to come on next week or the week after.
He was busy every day we were available to film.
No, he wants to come on.
You weren't busy the like seven times we've been on the Fellas though.
Yeah, but I'm never busy. I'm on holiday still. I don't do anything. Oh, God. No, I'm getting busier now, though.
That's good.
My things are going up. I'm doing a lot more work.
Right. So talking of work.
Oh, God.
You, did you put some work in this week?
Oh, okay, yes. I went out.
Right.
Shock. Out way too much. Anyways, I got talking to this girl on a night out. And it's not going where you think it's going.
Wait, go on, what?
She's like, yeah, so we'll watch the last episode of Waffling.
No.
And she's like, yeah, I just think you're all being really misogynistic.
What?
And like, you're all like wankers. I'm like,
oh,
so we're having this chat, are we, for about half an hour? So I just remembered like chatting to her for like half an hour about how she thinks we're all misogynistic pricks.
So how so? Did she like elaborate?
In the first episode, yeah, she did, but I can't remember if I'm being honest. But I'm there trying to work out like, are we?
So she never goes home and talks to her girls about sleeping with boys.
Yeah, but I'm saying, do you remember we had a comment about this in a recent episode and we reacted to it?
Yeah,
and then someone actually came
episode.
Up to me in person and said it. And then I was like, oh my God, I don't think I am.
Mate, are we wankers?
Are we wankers?
No, because it's difficult, right? These conversations happen like
all the time,
right? Where friendship groups will be having conversations about what they're getting up to sexually, relationship wise, and how they talk about certain people. You know, you'll see girls being like, oh, he's such a creep, he's a pest. Mm. The kid may have just been trying to be polite and nice, but
smiling.
You know, do you know what I mean? Everyone has a perception and interpretation of events. Now, when we talk about things, we're very open and honest, and we're not going to sit here and sugarcoat things. It's just that you probably haven't, like, you. It's not normal that you hear these private conversations. Now, the thing where we actually probably could be a little bit more considerate is that these conversations and stories that we have, they do involve other people, and we stick our foot in it because, you know, they may not want those stories going out to the world. And I mean, admittedly, not the world doesn't know that we're talking about them, but they know we're talking about them.
That's the worst. That is the worst feeling.
I do find it quite complicated, right? Because we're like, if girls talk about this sort of stuff publicly, it's now like something that is like, oh, well done. Like, women should be able to talk openly about this. And we agree.
Call her daddy.
But like...
The Call Her Daddy podcast.
Why are we now all of a sudden misogynistic because we talk about it? Like, do you know what I mean?
We're not misogynistic. At the end of the day, we know what we are. An individual may have interpreted like that. Fair play. That means she doesn't connect with us. It probably means she doesn't connect with you, Malfoy. So that's just how it is. We can't go get hung up on someone's opinion. End of the day, they've had that view. Mm. That is what it is. She doesn't need to watch the podcast and she doesn't need to kiss you, right?
What?
No, but do you know what I mean? If that was a...
She didn't kiss me.
Clearly.
Oh, what? So it was just a stranger?
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't grafting?
No, it was a stranger in Sunset.
Wait, she just came up to you?
Yeah.
Surely you were just like, fuck off.
No, because I really wanted to argue this case because I thought she was really wrong.
Shit.
It was a stranger.
Oh my lord.
Yeah, legit.
Like, boys, like previously,
yeah.
If anyone has come up to you just out of nowhere and just like, internet melts is fucking shit or whatever, like, you're a twat in that, surely you just be like, fuck off.
Like, well, that's the thing, like, yeah.
No one asked.
I think the only time that it really hits is when you think, oh shit, they're actually right.
Yeah, that's why it really pissed me
off. And I think, yeah, that's where there is that air of like, oh, are we actually overstepping
like
the mark?
The borderline.
Like, do we talk...
Derogatively
yeah. About females, people. I don't think we do. I think we're open and honest, and that's just where I'm going to draw the line.
But just to say, I think that does show that we like, I think at the end of every episode, we always like sort of give each other the eyes and we're like, were we good that episode? Like, were we safe? Man. Like, did we say anything that... Because naturally, I think we come to the table and we always try and push our tongues out a little further than maybe if the cameras weren't rolling. For content.
Oh, boys, every
but
time
we also, we never, ever want to, like, you know, disappoint people or come across in ways that
every
we're
time we finish
not.
An episode right now, I just go home, I'm just sitting in bed, like, anxious.
What,
like,
overthinking?
I'm, like, overthinking everything. I'm like, oh, God, what have I said? Who am I going to piss off this time? The extra baggage is outrageous right now.
No, yeah, but
Because I don't like pissing people off.
No, yeah,
but
no.
But I know, but I can say shit, and then, I've, you know, like, I got potty mouth. I just blurt things. I don't know if that might work.
Shit out of your mouth.
I just blurt things out and I'm like, oh, shouldn't have said that.
That comes after you've been told by someone, I don't like what you said about me on that. Because I had it when I said something about Ruth. And then she was like, and then ever since then, I was thinking, like, every time an episode went out on Sunday, I was like, fuck, what if I've said something? Just even though in my head, I knew I hadn't. But you start thinking about it. And then it brings release day down. You start thinking about it.
I know, but at the end of the day, that's what kills the rawness. Like, that's where, imagine this podcast, if we sat there and was just like, oh, let's sugarcoat everything and make sure that we don't upset anyone. And, you know, the reason why this podcast is so successful is the fact that we are just that open, honest, and people relate because it is no holds barred. And yeah, people may disagree with some things we say at points, but that is just the part and parcel of what we're doing here. We're not going to change. We know what our intentions are, and it's to have a fucking good time with you lot.
it's the personal connections, though, but that's where I don't want to burn the things, do you know what I mean?
And to clarify, we do, you know, we accept every disagreement. People don't have to agree with everything that we say. Yeah. We don't even agree with what each other say.
Oh, boys, last night was awful.
Wait, what happened?
No, as in just like my anxiety last night was awful.
Yeah, the drinking, obviously, like we confronted Theo in the last episode. If you haven't seen it, watch it after this one. We had to sit this kid down. No, we actually did because he was seriously, like, as his friends, he was upsetting us because we were seeing a man go from what we saw as like the height of confidence to... in reality, displaying signs of a cover-up.
Yeah.
Okay. So he was basically, obviously, putting on this persona. Like, this whole entire facade. He's been on this act like he's completely like the man about town, the go-to guy,
which I am.
Yeah, and basically, really, you're broken. No, sorry, no, you're not broken. No, but
there is one thing that has changed. So in the past, when I was Theo Baker, and obviously now I'm Ted. Yeah. So in the past, like, I knew when to stop drinking. Like on nights out, I'd be like, oh. Get on the waters now.
Yeah, well, like, it's approaching now.
Now Teddy doesn't stop.
Yeah, because there was this Instagram story of you rapping along to Soulja Boy, was it? Tom, roll the clip. Obviously, you can't play the audio, but look, as you can see, like, you seem off your nut. Yeah, you just seem fucked.
It's my local spot, Old Street Records. They love it.
Old Street Records?
Mate, it's a belter. They let everyone in now. I'm like best mates with all the bartenders. What, like,
under 16s.
What?
No.
Why would you want that?
No, because I was making a joke. No, it's like that. Oh, no. No, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. Oh, no.
Good joke, buddy. No, it was like, where else would you let 12 lads in?
Anywhere.
Yeah, surely.
Like any establishment that wants to make money.
What are you boys? Look, get out! You're not allowed in.
You want to come in here and spend money? they give me like free shots and stuff. They're sick. It's the best place ever. And I left my jumper there. So yesterday I texted them.
You're writing this one down.
Yesterday I texted them and they're like, oh, we have your jumper. So I cycled there last night at 10 o'clock. I cycled there last night at 10 o'clock. And I went in there in my cycling clobber on and my helmet in the bar.
Why did we let him finish that story?
So I was in this place.
What is going on? Right.
Dressed in my helmet.
Are you all right, mate?
Yeah. So obviously we're now going to Beetha. And yesterday you were like crying. No, you were saying how like you need to give this life a rest.
I need to get back on the...
Yeah, and obviously, you know, all of us can relate, I guess, through lockdown. We were, like, smashing it hardcore. I don't know if you're
We were locked down. We weren't allowed to go out.
No.
We weren't allowed to have parties.
No, I didn't have parties. I mean, I was just getting on it on my own. No, you know, like, sitting indoors.
Staring at the wall.
Yeah, I was just sort of like...
We're still doing that.
Yeah. Like, I was just drinking... But what are we going on about? I don't know.
I drank a lot through lockdown, just sitting at home playing like no. I'm not even shitting here.
Just sitting on your own.
No. On pro clubs with the boys, just like.
What should we do now? I've never sipped.
Oh god.
Carry on.
Yeah, go on, brother.
That's all I had. Oh, shit. So I did the same, lad. I'd sit on COD.
What, just have drinks? Wait, you're shaking?
That's withdrawal. He hasn't had a beer
Wait,
for 12
really?
Hours.
What, you, because your face is shaking as well?
Yeah, mate, every day I'm just like, wait, like, I'm going to sleep. I'm just in bed like.
Really? You did actually say, like, boys, does it never get to like 8 o'clock in the evening? You just want to get a bit.
No, I got to that. I did actually get to that.
We shouldn't, in fairness, we shouldn't like joke so extensively about something which for some people is a big problem.
Oh, totally. But it's in like part of our coping mechanism.
Yeah.
No. I've never been a big pisshead.
Same.
You have. You are right now. In lockdown, like, don't get me wrong, I was. But that was like, in order to get better at DJing, like, trust me, DJing and getting smashed go hand in hand. Trust.
On your own.
Trust, brother. Dude, it's like...
Drunk on your house on your own.
No, obviously I had a support bubble at that point. So doing it in front of people and having a bev makes the experience so much more better. You're like in the music more. Yeah. And I was having a conversation with the A&R manager of my new music label. Are we going to be doing shows in like Vegas?
What?
Yeah.
Can I come?
Oh, of course, mate. But this is a thing like...
Oh, you can have an entourage.
Yeah. No, we can. We're going to have to take Waffling on the road and we're going to be going around all these different cities. But it's like, obviously, are you in?
Obviously, yeah. Yes. Appearance fees.
No, you're not getting any...
You're getting paid for doing Waffling.
You're getting free trips to Vegas.
If I'm performing Angels to the crowd...
Oh, fuck me up the arse.
What?
No, just like...
Obviously,
imagine you in Las Vegas. people have paid like top dollar to come and see the performance and you get on the mic?
Because they won't understand the joke.
Yeah, they won't get the banter. They'll just be like, who is this?
So you're going to be touring around the world?
Yeah, mate. No, the aim for this is like really ambitious. And I find it funny trying to explain it to you guys because it's like I'm just Weller and like, you know, irrelevant. But like,
gonna go tour the world, mate.
No, come on. No, that's usually like what I feel like when I try to open up to you boys. I was gonna get ridiculed.
Have you signed the contract yet?
Yeah. No, we're signing it. No, it's a fucking sick deal. It's a quality deal.
Yeah, which you said you signed 2 weeks ago.
No, no. I have a lawyer that's fucking going over it, mate. And making sure it's like quality.
Your stepdad.
No.
No. Dad.
No. No.
Dad. No. Sorry. You're a fucking cock.
No. It's a legitimate lawyer. No, it is.
No one said it wasn't. I did.
Lawyer fees are fucking mad as well.
I know.
And in the contract, it's the label would cover the lawyer fees. That's quite good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because otherwise, coming out of your pocket, because obviously you were going to be a lawyer, weren't you?
Well, technically,
I got a law degree.
You got a law degree.
He said he's a fucking full-time waffler.
Yeah, now you just waffle for a living. But yeah, bottom line is, fucking sick deal. We're going to the moon. Mark my words, when I bring you out on stage next year, next summer, I want you to go, fair play, Weller.
Yeah.
Click this.
I will. And I'll be gassing you up.
Yeah, you better.
I fucking will.
Twerker.
What?
Would you dance?
Obviously, I'll be hammered.
Oh, no.
Obviously, you're going to be well nerve-wracking
going
on
stage. On this, like, tour thing, you were saying at home, you'd love to, like, get pissed and DJ for people.
Mm.
Obviously, this is, say it becomes your job,
yeah.
And it will be more, like, full-time. Are you just going to get pissed all the time?
No, see, and this is the issue, because, like, that's how, you know, you put on the weight and look like shit. No. Okay, I'm not going to name any names. Certain DJs.
Didn't you just say a name?
Never believe that,
Tom. No, it doesn't matter if you believe it. Certain DJs fucking do the lifestyle. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, they go around and they do drink all the time on shows. And I personally don't want to get into that realm. But look, at the end of the day,
I feel like if you drink,
it's a sacrifice.
That lifestyle is a reason why a lot of people get into DJing.
Yeah,
but I feel like the lifestyle also could be a detriment to your longevity.
Longevity. Well, I mean, DJ. Look.
Like Steve Aoki, he doesn't drink.
Yeah, no, and it may get to that. That's the thing. Like, I'm going to do what we do, and that is go with the flow, see what happens.
You
right?
Be as fit as possible for
at
it.
At this point, like, throughout the week, I'm training every day, I'm boxing every day, I'm doing, you know, I'm staying in shape, kind of, well, on my way there. I'll be ripped come summer. But yeah, like, basically. Yeah, it's going to be a matter of juggling it all. But like we do with all of our careers, there's certain sacrifices, certain things you have to do. Right then, guys, we are giving away £200. How's it sound? That is right. Freetrade.io/waffling. Obviously, we have represented these guys for so much time now. And why? Because they're quality and they're delivering a great offer for you. What they do is basically investments. So imagine you want to make your money do some work. You have a bit of spare change that you don't mind putting at risk. So basically, free trade, they don't take commission on every single investment you do. Some are like £12 every time that you want to invest. These guys, no commission, and they want to open up stock investing to basically everyone. So they've got a quality app, very easy to use. And what they're offering you today is basically a free share worth between £300 and £200. If you go to freetrade.io/waffling, fund your account, you will get allocated this. And obviously you can do whatever you want with it. You can withdraw it, take the money, or leave it in there and try and grow it.
Can I just say, boys, like you say, Free Trade have represented the show for a long time. If you haven't already taken this deal, like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, innit? It's like, it's there. It's there for the taking. We're talking like...
It's free money.
Basically. Do you know what I mean? So I must remind you, don't forget that when you invest, your capital is at risk. The value of investments can go up as well as down, and you may receive back less than your original investment. So with that in mind, freetrade.io/waffling, link in the description. Back on with the show.
Malfoy hates making sacrifices for the boys. He does.
You sacrifice for when it... Wait, like, so basically, he's meant to be filming with who at 2 p.m?
Film with Simon at 3.
So Mini Minter, right? Granted, great. Phenomenal.
He asked me 4 days
Waffling
ago.
Waffling comes first.
And I'm here, recording.
He's trying to rush us. We're going to actually do a 2-hour episode today.
That'd be possible.
What are you filming?
It's some game show. But actually, I do actually have a career move coming up.
Fuck off.
I do.
No, you don't.
I'm launching a new show.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Show. Is.
Football show.
Yeah,
football. How's it go? We're we on it.
Yeah, we need guests.
Oh, guests. He doesn't want to do it.
Well, no, because you're Liverpool and you're Chelsea. So when there's Chelsea matches on, come on.
Every week.
When there's Liverpool matches
on.
Wait,
so what
is
the show? Hang about. Do you get like.
It's a show, but we're also going to put on audio, but it's mainly like it's got a set, like we'll get guests on. Hopefully some footballers.
Now he's keeping important info from you here.
Like Arsenal Fan TV.
Oh, no. No, I did bump into Ty.
Is it going to be a live stream?
No, but I want to do live streams in the future because I think they're a lot of fun. Like watch-alongs are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Jeff and the Boys, but YouTube. Like the kickoff,
essentially the
so kickoff. So you're going against True Geordie. True Geordie, you listening to this?
No, we're not going against True.
Theo Baker is taking you on, mate. How you feeling?
It's coming out soon. It might even be out. No, it won't be out by time.
What's the name of it, brother?
You want to know?
Wankers and nothing's been.
Wait, is this an official? Like, no one knows the name.
You can
of it.
Announce it.
Go on, brother. Everyone, you're the first to hear. Free.
Don't be a shit name. Pitchside.
Nah. It's like, cheers, Jeff.
Pitchside.
Pitchside, yeah.
That's actually all right, isn't it?
Yeah, Pitchside by Theo Baker. Teddy Baker.
And Reeve. He's an FPL guy.
What's his real name?
Ollie.
Surely you knew that.
Ollie.
We've been away with him like three times.
Mate, we did.
Okay, granted, I've been on holiday with him multiple times, but I knew that. That rings a bell now.
I'm actually quite excited. It gives me like more purpose in life.
Mate, of course, like, is it? Yeah, cause no, but like when you get that gas feeling, like, that's what you want. It's an exciting project. Music thing.
But it means like turning up to work.
Yeah,
which I really missed.
Mate, no, 100%. And I think like that can take you like bigger and bigger and bigger.
Just keeps him busy.
But that
don't
point
it?
About what you're saying about turning up to work, obviously I've had the structure life before, and then coming into this and this being the only thing I've got
unstructured
takes everything away. But I love the structure. So like today, having to commute up to London, having to wake up and catch a train, something about it just made me feel
excited.
Good. Very good, excited.
I feel exactly the same way every time I drive down.
But we say that because you hate it. There is a lot of people that maybe like feel a bit lost in life, and I feel something like structure is something that can proper, like, I know it's different because we're in such a good position here where like our structure is very nice structure,
right?
But even just having those small little things that you do consistently, I feel just make you so much happier.
I feel like that's one of the reasons why a lot of YouTubes and that turn to like exercise, because it gives them structure. Like, without it, like, what do you do? Like, if you're not a workaholic, like, what do you do?
Well, this is the thing. A lot of the questions that we get in are, you know, from people going, look, boys, I'm struggling right now. I guess it was in lockdown massively where there was, you know, not a lot of structure for people. We are designed to be habitual, right? From caveman times. Right? No, we actually fucking are.
First caveman reference.
We're designed to sleep at the same time and be awake at the same time every day. That's how our brain operates best, eating at the same time. And you know what I mean? And having sort of that sort of structure. When we wake up and it's like we don't actually have anything to do, we don't need to go out and kill an animal to eat our breakfast. We don't need to go and find water to feed our families. Like we suddenly don't have the purpose that we're actually designed to have and required to have to almost exist. So it's sort of like you almost, you want to have a project. You want to have something that you need to do in order to, like, you know, you wouldn't have been able to film Waffling if you didn't get up and get that train. So it's almost like having that to fulfill you. Yeah. It basically gives you purpose.
It puts you in a place where you feel like today is good because I'm doing something.
Yeah.
And you have no like choice to do it. And like I say, I appreciate we're in a really good position where you wouldn't need to be pushed into this job. You'd be happy to have it. But yeah, I just feel like, you know, having these goals. Oh, okay, well, I need to wake up at this time because I need to catch a train and then I need to go up and see the boys and then film. Yeah, it definitely made me feel better today than waking up yesterday and not having anything to do.
I think that's maybe why I felt like such a waste man recently.
Oh.
Like, if I don't have anything the next day and I go out, I'm just staying in bed till like all day. Yeah, like yesterday, I was in bed till 6
p.m.
Watching TV, being a waste man. And it got to 6, so I kept napping. I was like, mate, I got to do something here.
I
was like, coffee, energy gel, got on the bike, went to the gym, and I came back and I was like, wow, I feel so much better.
Yeah, and that's like one of the big reasons why I wanted to make this move up to London. It's like, you know, where I live, it's near my family, it's comfortable, it's what I've known my whole life, but it is just a retirement town. It is like
number one in the UK, actually.
Yeah, like there's not a lot going on, and it's not very inspirational or ambitious to be around. Whereas coming up here, you know, West London. We're in amongst it. My corner shop is Westfield, mate. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you know, the gym there, there's like, it's got a boxing ring. It's got all that. I don't know. It's got like loads of stuff that I'm like, yeah, I do boxing every day.
It's good, isn't
but
it?
But I fucking love it. And then I can go down and go to whatever restaurant from, whether it's Lebanese, Vietnamese, Chinese, Zimbabweanese. I don't give a toss. It's quality. And there's so much around. There's, you know, yeah. Mabel lives over there.
You're gonna slide
I fancy her so much. No, because it's realistic that we're going to be doing a song at some point, and I need to, like, she can't, don't clip this.
Clip it.
Don't, no, 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 don't.
Why would you say that? Why would you say don't clip it?
Bro, you don't need to clip it.
But you can still fancy someone to work with them.
Well,
it would just make the song even better. There'd be more chemistry.
Do you reckon she would want you as
no.
Well? No. You do, don't you?
No, you're just going to make it really awkward. If
bring it on. Do it. Make it awkward. I don't give a toss.
You love her?
What?
Huh? Don't get awkward.
Oh, that'd be quite... Oi, do you reckon you'd actually ever be in a celebrity relationship?
I don't put any limits on anything. At the end of the day...
No, but there are obvious...
We're the same age.
Things that you're
the same age, we fancy each other. Great babies.
No. Basically, look, whether you're number one Buxton Army member, what? Whether you're a Waffling Mafia member, or if you're the Queen, no, but you know what I mean, or a celeb, I don't give a toss. If I'm vibing, I'm vibing.
It's all about the vibrations.
It's the vibrations. You know, and that's what really matters. It shouldn't be what you do for 11 or nothing like that. But it shouldn't. It shouldn't be, no, to do with any of that bollocks.
Well, speaking of celebrities.
Oh, here he goes. He's fucked. No. Sorry. Misogynistic Weller.
This is the deadest story, but fuck it.
Go on.
So I went to the Classic Footy Shirts launch the other day.
I saw that. Oh, it actually looks sick.
Why didn't we get invited to that?
You didn't get the DM.
Oi, we are actually excluded, me and you.
Yeah.
They don't realise that we're the number one podcast on YouTube. And they're like,
why gets invited, but I don't, or you don't. Like, why does Spotify talk to everyone except us?
I was going to say that, Spotify, if you're listening.
No, because we're about to, so obviously with my music deal. I'm going for meetings with like the CEOs of like Spotify and whatnot.
Tell them you got a podcast.
I literally will. I'll literally be like, boys, you know. We're going to make that all happen. I'll go for dinner with them.
Number one podcast in UK.
Yeah, and Europe.
We are. Anyways, back to the story.
Go on.
So I just couldn't find the way in for like 15 minutes.
Where?
The way into the event.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was really confusing. So I was like, oh, fuck it. I'll try this door. Went through the back entrance. Walk in, there's just Wright, Ian Gazza. Like Paul Gascoigne and Ian Wright. I was like, oh, okay. So I just walk up to him and go, Wrighty. He goes, oh, Theo, good to see you. And then Gazza goes, oh, how you doing, mate? And
I'm like, wait, so you met Gazza?
Yeah. And I'm
that
like,
is cool.
What the fuck is my life?
Did he know you?
I've met him once before. He definitely didn't remember me. Oh. Right, he does. But like, it was just Paul Gascoigne and Ian Wright. And like, they're two heroes growing up. And I was like, how do I find myself in these scenarios? It was a bit of like a, wow.
How is Gazza now?
He just looked really well and funny and really with it.
He always does those jokes, tweets. Have you ever seen his tweets? He just like drops like a dad joke every now and then.
Mate, he was on form at this event, like, and it was free beers all night as well.
Yeah,
it was just beginning of the end.
No, those moments like through the career that we're in, where it is just like, how am I here? Like,
surely how's this going? Recently,
well, when I was in the meeting for my music label.
Wait, we got to have like a count on screen as to how many times you said that.
I'm not going to lie, like when you're sitting there having the conversations about, oh yeah, we're going to be doing this festival, this, that, this, that. It's like, how the fuck am I here? On top of it, I'm gassed about it, all right?
No, it's good that you're excited.
Take us with you.
All right. But you have those moments. You know, when I played at the Nou Camp for Chelsea FC, get the photo up right now, Tom. I scored six. I scored six, mate. One was a penalty
as well. Proof.
Yeah, prove it, mate.
I've got videos.
Yeah, prove it.
Where?
Get them.
What?
Scored six, yeah?
I scored six. Okay, admittedly, it was a fans team. So
you scored six against 10-year-olds.
No. It was mixed. So it's like girls and boys teams.
So?
But they were fans, not footballers.
Oh.
Girls and boys, just random members of the public.
What are you saying? They were shit?
No. No,
saying just, you were by far the best player on the pitch.
Oh, of course I was the best fucking player. Well, I was. Always am. I'm the best footballer on YouTube, mate.
Yeah. Pretty sure Billy Wingrove was playing in that match.
No, he wasn't. It was Chelsea fans. He's a Tottenham fan.
Oh, sorry.
Spaghetti did dickhead frogs. Anyways, but yeah, oi, Shanish. So there's, oi, boys. So there's Putt Shack, Right, have you ever done this? Anyone listening right now or watching? Golf, but you get wankered.
Mate, I did that too.
I've done it. I've gone punch
out. Have you taken anyone on a date there?
I have.
Have you? Is anyone watching or listening taking anyone on a date there or being on a date there? Because I'm thinking about doing it. I haven't got anyone to take at this point.
Mate, it's actually because you can get drinks like halfway round. So even when you run out your drink in the first two holes, you can just get another one when you're
out. Also, are you caning like tequila shots? Is it, you know, hard liquor?
Well, we for some reason, we had this bet. Like, if you got a hole in one, you'd have to do three shots.
Of course.
But that doesn't make any sense because you should celebrate.
Should it be like if you don't get a hole in one?
Yeah.
Or if you get a hole in one, everyone else has to do it.
Yeah, but our rule was if you get a hole in one, you got to do three shots.
You do the forfeit.
I've got back-to-back hole in ones.
Oh. Oh, you just start aiming for the wall.
I was like, fuck, two hole in ones in a row. That's pretty impressive.
Who did you go with? Some girl? A girl?
Just a mate, yeah. And we
just a mate. Wait.
Skimmed over that.
Sorry, yeah. I just went out for a mate.
Classic butt shack with a friend.
Who?
Anyways, two hole in ones in a row.
Holly.
Huh?
Holly what?
Two hole in ones in a row.
Oh, okay.
Pretty impressive. Even the waitresses, though, were like, damn, I've never seen two hole in ones in a row.
Did you start flirting with the waitresses?
So you went on a date, did it help
in the graft? Because obviously, like, you know, you go on a date, you go on a date mostly as a method to try and express yourself and, you know, show your feathers to the lady that you're obviously taking on this date. You want it to be able to communicate that you're a good man, right? Did doing golf and getting smashed whilst playing golf allow you to show the true Theo Baker and get her to fall in love with you?
The true Teddy
Baker.
It was just a lot of fun. Until the end.
Did you kiss?
Probably.
What do you mean probably?
You remember. You either did or you didn't.
Yes.
Whilst playing golf. Was it just you two?
No, it was really... No, it was...
Busy place.
No, just you two.
Mate, at the end...
Did you go with, like, Cal Freezer or something?
No, just us two. But at the end, there was this really annoying twat in front of us who just kept going, Theo, and just looked away every time. he kept doing it. I was like, mate, what are you doing? So we just left.
Oh, then where did you go?
Some bar.
And then where?
Wait,
did you go back to yours?
I don't know, man.
Is that what you're trying to get to?
No, sorry.
I want to know about your dates recently. Because you've been going a lot of West London dates.
But all I will say quickly is a date like Putt Shack
just a lot of fun.
Is perfect, especially if you're a little bit awkward on it. Because I'm talking about people that are watching.
Teddy.
Because something like that is you've constantly got like something to talk about.
Sorry.
Do you know what I mean? Like, because it's not like sitting at a dinner table where it's just like chicken's nice. Do you know what I mean? Like, there is something going on constantly. So there's
Then you can go for food afterwards when you've already had a few beverages.
But then you're in it. Like, the awkward stage is gone. Like, you've broken the ice.
What awkward stage?
Wait, it's a mouthful. When you first, like, meet a girl, so you've arranged to go on a date, that initial, hi, are you straight in, right? Or are you scared? Like, are you like that?
No, you have to go in with the hug and be confident. Of course you do. What are you going
to introduce?
You're going to introduce yourself as a bitch.
Oi, what the fuck?
Well, it is true. Imagine you go, nice to meet you.
Wait. Oh, do you go in for like the kiss?
No, you go and hug. That's just a well. You do that to the boys as well.
Okay then, guys. Quick one. Are you into crypto? We are. And I am currently up $1,500.
Oi!
Unbelievable. What platform do I use? The trusted Coinbase. Right, and today we are here to offer you €5 in free Bitcoin when you sign up to Coinbase today through our link, coinbase.com/waffling. They are reliable. They have got your back. If you're not too, clued up on crypto, you at least want to use a platform that you know, I'm safe here. Mm. So that's why we all use Coinbase and you should take advantage of this. Obviously, crypto is on the up again. Do your research, of course. But after that sort of like shaky period, to see the way it's all going now, it's definitely something worth looking at, getting into. And obviously Coinbase is who we recommend. So if you want to take advantage of this, it is coinbase.com/waffling to get that free €5 in Bitcoin, the powerhouse of cryptocurrency. Do your thing. Obviously do your research, like I say. But now on with the show.
I'm not sure if we've spoken about this since we've been back. Obviously, you had the idea of like a Weller Malfoy dating show where I'm the waiter.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be we can do that now because he is single, so we can film everything. Oi, we could have a little waffling series on a Patreon page.
You always want to put it behind a paywall, don't you?
It was Patreon page. What's that?
Because I thought we were going to try and do one of those at some point.
Yeah. Well, so we do a pay-per-view, watch Malfoy go on dates episodes.
Mate, we'll just put it on your main channel.
Oi, we put it on my main channel.
Or main channel.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Wait, so we change this room into... We could put it as just one big green screen and change it to like a date scene.
What wheel does
it
look
like? Yeah, but you'll just be green in it.
So we just go to a studio.
Go to a local restaurant.
Oh, yeah. No, to be fair, like I've been recognised by a few of the waiters at some of these restaurants that I reckon I could be like, oh, mate, can we film here? And they'd probably be like, yeah.
Mid-dating.
Yeah, just in the day. We're out of hours or something.
Did you not see my performance on Sidemen Sunday?
No.
You haven't watched how good I was.
I have heard you were quality.
But I was also a nervous wreck.
Yeah, but that powers you sometimes.
You just have to neck a load of champagne and next thing you know, you're flying.
No, but I want to know, when we do this series, right?
Stone cold sober.
Sober, mate. Yeah, where am I going to be while we're filming it, by the way? Like, so say he's with the girl. Can I, like, am I just the CEO?
So I reckon how we do it, right, is you both have a date that day.
I have a date.
Yeah, obviously, you're going to be part of it.
Compare me to
it's a series where you're both going on dates.
With the same girl?
Oi. No, because then it might get to, like, a comparison thing and you'll start, like, comparing cock sizes.
I wouldn't want you to, like, get embarrassed, obviously. When you compare me to
no, because basically Theo put a little bet in the Ibiza group chat.
No,
for
it was quite literally.
He was saying we should have a pull off, and I'm like, what? You want to wind each other off?
No, first of all, never said that. Second of all, it was Luke. Third of all, I said fuck no.
No, he was like, he reckons me and him should have a pull off. I'm like, mate, we're going on holiday to relax. So he reckons we should pull each other off.
Why are you doing?
I just think it'd be. A friendly competition for you two boys to...
I never said that.
Oh, wait, are we being misogynistic?
That was very misogynistic.
Yeah, you what a pull off. That is very misogynistic.
And Luke, why would you put that in the chat? Misogynistic?
No, because you said that, like, we were talking about where I'm going to sleep because I'm going to sleep in one of their hotel rooms. And Theo was basically saying, why would it be mine? I'm going to pull birds. And then I was like, it's going to be yours, realistically. And then he was like, no, I'm going to have birds back. So then I was like, well, if you're so confident, why don't you challenge Weller to who's going to...
It's not going to happen, is it? Just me and Luke sharing a bed every night in my pizza.
that would be nice.
That would be lovely.
We did it in Abu Dhabi.
No, we didn't.
Oh, what, did you kiss and stuff? Isn't that illegal there?
You had your own...
Abu Dhabi government.
What are they going to do? Come here and extradite us?
Wait, what are you talking? You had your own fucking hotel room in Abu
Dhabi. Yeah, but you just chose to stay in your bed.
We shared a hotel room. Because you kept leaving bombs in the toilet and it was horrible. Hey, he doesn't clean up after himself.
Oh, anyways, right. So anyways, back to this video idea. So me and you both go on a date. What, so with a different girl or with... I reckon it's got to be with the same girl.
It's like
surely.
Chicken shop show, isn't it?
It's basically a chicken shop, but it's like a Malfoy shop.
I reckon you get like three an episode. So you each have like three mini dates.
So it's like Sidemen first dates, but it's just Weller and Malfoy.
No, because
just
you two...
Just copy their video.
You two are out to find love.
Oh, surely you got to get involved.
No, he's the waiter.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be he's the little shithouse that just comes over and is like, oh, more wine.
Surely we're going to need like prompts and stuff as well.
Well, like, no,
yeah,
it's all
that's
from
they
your
do,
own...
That's how they did it in the side, man.
Yeah, see, I don't get why they do that. Surely you
no,
ask
help,
your
really
own
does
help.
Go, because
why do you need help?
I write questions for you and you write questions for me.
Yeah, but...
Right, so we want to see how you
Yeah, it's more like, no, you're on a date with a lady. How are you going to do?
Oh,
that is the game. It's none of this prompt bollocks.
But that helps with it.
No.
Yeah, see, but you don't
actually, the only
help.
Thing is whether... Because he might not... might beat around the bush and not say the questions that
yeah,
we want.
The questions are there to...
Otherwise, we'll be talking about like Arsenal or something.
Yeah, you want a question to be like, what's your favourite sex position?
So,
shit like that.
But also, in
that's what they did in Sidemen.
In terms of format, what we want.
Out.
We want Weller.
That's what we did.
You'll have your dates at separate times. So, we'll have Weller in your ear. So, he can be like, ask her about this or whatever. And we can watch it at the same time. And then, like, obviously, you flip it around then.
Do you want someone in your ear though? Because surely you just want to crack on.
Yeah, you want.
I don't
want
to listen to fucking Malfoy making like shit noises in my ear.
You want prompts that you pick up.
It's like a few prompts. Like, do you think we'd work well together?
Yeah, stuff like that. Like, there's loads of questions you can do, but you'd write mine and I'd. Or Luke writes them all, so we don't know.
Yeah.
Either way, it'll be the most terrifying fucking experience of my life.
That'd be quite fun, actually. I fucking love it.
I think that would be a joy to come back. Well, like, come back again.
Come back again. Just video every now and then when I want.
Yeah. If you think, like, a nice little four-part series or however.
However many,
many
we want.
Feels natural.
Yeah. That could be a thing. Let us know what you reckon of that, you lot. In other news, though, obviously, I'm just going to be fucking honest. We've had, like, a lot of mails.
What?
Email in. About, like, erectile dysfunction.
A common topic on the show.
It's been a lot.
No, mate, a lot. I don't know what's in the air. I don't know what's in the water.
I would have no idea about that.
But basically, Teddy Baker, he was like, look, I've been suffering as well. I know we mentioned it on the podcast recently. So you can't get erections anymore. And
No. This happens once or twice when I was too drunk. But that was the reason I got too drunk.
Too drunk.
So, I mean, this question that we had in from a Waffling Mafia member. It goes, hiya, boys. So I've had trouble with my cock. Due to lockdown and having to stay in over the last couple years, I've wanked a lot. Had a couple experiences with girls in the bedroom where I can't get my cock up, and it's quite embarrassing. It also knocks my confidence in the bedroom, and I get nervous in case it doesn't go up before I even reach the bedroom with a girl. So it's rent-free in his head before he's even got there. I've heard Joe mention something before and wondered if he has any advice, right? So this is just literally the standard, and we've had that like times 50 on the old helpline. Now, before I get into it, a Buxton Army member with his girlfriend, right, in Westfield, came over to me and was like, mate, I used to like watch all your videos. Yeah, well, I haven't uploaded, really.
It's always used.
We are used to upload.
Well, you uploaded recently.
Yeah. We watched that one and said it was class, but as in, I used to when I was like, and he was like, yeah, your best videos, you know, the ones where you talk about erectile dysfunction. I was like, what? Your favourite videos out of everything I've made is to what, you know, the one about where I'm being Stacey and Sullivan acting out like basically a scene that, you know, yeah, where the geezer couldn't get it up. And he was with his girlfriend, just like openly saying all this stuff. And I was like, fair play. And I feel like we've installed a sense of confidence where people can, you know, lads can talk about this and it's great. But I want to know from you, what is the answer that you would give this man? What advice would you give? Because honestly, mate, I'm not going to lie. It's something I think I'm going to battle with for the rest of my life.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, once it's in your head, how do you get it out of your head? Like, how does it disappear?
Exposure therapy. Exposure therapy.
Or just like, keep shagging.
You have to, as much as you don't want to be in that situation, and I've used that metaphor of you've touched the kettle, you've been burnt, so you don't want to reach for the kettle ever again.
Wow.
Yeah? Deep, man. But it's true, like, as in, you. It's like you don't want to go in that situation because it's painful. It really activates that pain center of the brain, and you get nervous. But honestly, you just need to be in that situation as much as possible. It's like you want to get better at speaking on camera. You need to be speaking on camera. Fuck up loads. Get it all wrong. I mean, look at how this man has progressed over the years. At first, he couldn't say a word. And now look at him. Confident, massive knob.
I thought he was going to go for me on that. Not you.
No, Luke as well. At first of Waffling, Luke didn't used to be, like, say, I didn't want to be on camera. And now look, he's like centre stage. So it's sort of like, it is about exposing yourself to that situation. Now, obviously, one night stands and going for that sort of thing is not going to be where you're most comfortable. It's realistically with someone, with a partner that you trust and love. However, if you haven't got that, take what you're given. No. It is, basically, like, in whatever way that situation comes about, you just need to be in that situation as much as possible and learn to be yourself in that situation.
You'll use Viagra.
Obviously, there's medication. And obviously, you know, some people may be ashamed to use that. I mean, we've all dabbled.
I haven't.
Oh, mate, it's quality.
I've never used it. I want to try it.
If you want to have like seven shags in one night, like, go for it.
It does intrigue me. Because like, when I get drunk, like, I actually do struggle.
You can just buy it from Boots now, I swear.
Oh, yeah, you can get it from anywhere. I've got a couple links. No. Basically, like, it's quality. Especially, like, if you want to get... it's difficult because some people get into the slippery slope of using the likes of Viagra or some sort of medication and then become dependent on it. They almost, reliable. It's like a rent-free thing where I can't have sex without the confidence of knowing that I've taken that. So it can be good in that, like, okay, it will help you to perform in that situation, but you don't want to rely on it because then that's not only going to be an expensive habit, but also probably another not ideal situation that you'll find yourself
in. How do you go back to non-Viagra after being on Viagra?
Well, like, taking it once is obviously, you know, it's not heroin.
But then you're like, oh, is this what it's...
Yeah, it's difficult because don't get me wrong, it's like you have that assurance of like, oh yeah, it's game on. But even then, like, it doesn't actually guarantee a rod on. It doesn't, because if you're not turned on, it doesn't turn you on. It only allows blood to flow more, right? So it's like you still have to be turned on. And what can happen for a lot of us erectile dysfunction members is that basically the anxious chemicals and hormones override any sort of sexual ones. So even though you've popped any sort of medication, you may still not perform because you're still just too anxious. Shit. So it's about becoming comfortable in that situation. That is your first and foremost, because then the natural sexual chemicals will prevail. You can only really do that when you're relaxed. Now, guys, those of you that are feeling a bit on edge, stressed out, anxious, well, we have got the perfect little sponsorship message for you from Calm. Now, I use Calm at night when I'm trying to sleep, okay? It waffles me to sleep, right? It has this thing where you can put on it and it basically tells you a bedtime story. Now, I know it sounds ridiculous and weird and whatever, but on a level, it's helped me so much to relax and just wind down. And this app has so many different features, from like meditation to different ways to basically calm, relax you and get you in, I guess, more of like a present state of mind. So the offer we've got for you is 40% off a premium subscription with Calm. So that's access to their whole entire library on the boys. The link is
calm.com/wafflin.
That is calm.com/wafflin for 40% off their entire premium subscription. So find that link in the description. And now, back on with the show.
It does confuse me when, like, people get really drunk and they can't get a rod on. Like, is that purely alcohol? Or is it because, are you thinking, like...
Oh, it's chemicals.
Is it the stress thing?
Oh, no, I'm well and truly turned on, but it ain't fucking working.
No, I'm not even saying that, but I'm saying, like, is it not working because you are nervous?
No,
I'd say it's got to be just interruption of receptors, surely.
It's alcohol in the blood.
A firing of something is just not connecting. Like, it's a barrier. It's you know what I mean?
It's a broken wire somewhere.
Yeah, it just interrupts the wires, you know? But, yeah, and then, but like, don't get me wrong, I've been the nervous wreck. I've been the absolute, like, in tears, mate. Like, what's wrong with me? Please, God, fix me. Now... So, like me.
Did you never have that problem in a relationship?
Maybe like once or twice.
So did you feel it was, maybe there was less pressure on you to deal with it when you were in a relationship? Was it easier to overcome?
No pressure.
Oh. Well, I'd beat myself up a bit, actually. Like, if it would ever happen, because something, like, don't get me wrong, it can be annoying. It can happen times, like, but I'd get livid because it would like take me back to like my 17-year-old days when it was like, I'd just get really frustrated at myself. Which is probably like part of the reason why I
celebrate every time you.
Yeah. Because it is a huge thing.
It's your dream come true, isn't it?
It is my dream.
Constant sex. That's not sad. That's not sad.
What else we got, boys?
I got another question.
Yeah, go on, mouth.
Am I going to read this one out?
Okay, go thaw it.
Oh, God, okay.
Oh, that's turned off. How long's that been on for?
I literally must have been just now, because I looked at it a second ago.
Hang on, give us a sec. Yeah, right. So, this question is, I've just ended a 5-year relationship because my girlfriend cheated on me. We got together when we were both 14. Now we're both 19. Because I've grew up in a relationship, I'm worried I don't know how to get into the position and chat to girls or how to start getting to know new people. What would you say is the best way to get myself back into the game? Because right now, I'm lost. Cheers, lads. P.S. Theo is the sexiest man I've ever seen.
Goddamn fucking right he is.
So this is obviously a difficult one. When your brain is accustomed to a certain way of living, you know, I guess, major development stages of your life, being in a relationship, comfortable in that situation, you have not even been about trying to get to know a new lady on that level. It can be very difficult and very obscure, but the human brain is the most adaptive thing in the world, right? It's yet again that thing of exposure therapy. Exposure therapy, right? The more you're exposed to something, the more the brain will adapt to it. So what you don't want to do is shelter yourself away. even though you feel awkward, nervous and all of that stuff. You need to just be put yourself out there. Yeah, there may be things. I mean, obviously you're 19 now. I wouldn't say, you know, get smashed every single time and use that as courage to speak to girls. You need to do it also when you're sober. But sometimes going for a little bev, going on a night out with the boys, that can be an easier way to do it. I definitely recommend real life, right? Not these dating apps. 100%. Real life interaction. That is how you're going to really build your confidence, because that's when, you know, it's not, you can't hide behind a screen. And yeah, Theo, what would you say about this?
Look, 14's young.
Yeah.
Obviously now he's 19. The only way you're going to get over this hurdle is just putting yourself into these scenarios. Like, you're going to be a nervous wreck. There's no way of getting around it. But the more you do it, the more you go and allow yourself to have fun, you'll just feel the pressure fade away, I guess.
We have to appreciate also that this young man is probably facing some confidence issues right now due to how his relationship ended.
Yeah, it's peak.
And especially at that age where you are 19, especially where you're not necessarily best equipped to handle these issues that life throws at you.
No, it's true. And obviously, you know, the topic of getting cheated on, I've personally never experienced it. So I don't know the actual pain and betrayal, you know, and how it must just knock you for six if you weren't expecting it, that it must bring on to you. But it is that thing of getting over any trauma.
It literally is a trauma, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. It's something that has really burnt you. Getting over any trauma, it is that thing of like proving to yourself that that doesn't define you. It's like, yeah, you've been cheated once, but then going into every sort of like potential relationship or conversation with a new girl, with that on the forefront, with that going, no, keep your guard up. No, don't expose yourself because it might happen again. That's not going to be make you happier, make you live a better life or help you to get over it. It's almost like, look, that happened. You've learned from it. It is what it is. But now I'm going into life with an open mind and not self-sabotaging.
And I think the worst thing you can do as well, going into a new relationship, coming off the back of like being cheated on or whatever, is like you say, having it at the forefront of your mind, and then that becoming such an insecurity of yours that you then end up putting it onto this new girl who would maybe not even dream of doing anything like that to you. And then you become one of those obsessive sort of like checking her phone when you shouldn't be, and you know, doing all that sort of weird stuff. You really, it's something that you have to deal with before you move on.
The one thing he has going for him is that he is still 19. So he's got a long way ahead of him. Like, he's very young still.
I don't even any age, mate, any age. It's not like, if you're older, then you're... Nah, it's any age.
Do you not find, like, the ages of, like, 16 to, like, 18, like, that's where you sort of, like, learn how to, I guess, flirt, chat to birds. So he's sort of missed out on that. So he's...
No.
Do you not think, that's where you start to build, like, that
confidence? My skills. No. I learned who I was and to be confident in myself in that manner... Age 22, 23.
Just a late bloomer.
Of course, mate. We're all different. There's no late, there's no early. Everyone does things at their own pace. And that is the bottom line. Like, it may be you're 40 when you really like embrace who you are and you're comfortable in who you are in that sense. There's no, and that is what I really want to get out of everyone's heads. Like, that you're meant to, or you should be at a certain level at a certain point. Like, nah, there's no rules.
Well, I feel like the advice for this kiddie is, take a few months or however long you need just to work on yourself and just put girls to the back of your mind. You don't need that right now.
So you'll end up doing shit as well to girls that like you doesn't actually represent who you are.
Exactly. You want to work on yourself and build your self-confidence back up, because his self-confidence right now is probably in the fucking bin.
Yeah.
So he needs to work on himself, you know, go do a triathlon, go do the gym, whatever you want to do to work on yourself. And then once you've worked on yourself, you have self-confidence. You go out, have fun, lad.
Yeah. It's very true.
It's like, I guess it's the same for, I know this guy's just talking about going and talking to girls, but like, even when it does go further, you know, you don't really want to head into a relationship when you've got your own baggage to deal with. And I mean, like, in that sense, where you've got things that maybe are best sorted out on your own. Like, I'm not, like, you've got the support of friends and whatever, but there are things that you don't want to, like, necessarily burden other people with. And I've been there where like I'd be like, okay, I need to sort my own stuff out, and then I'll look for a girl maybe. So I just think, yeah, it goes for everyone. Just, you know,
yeah,
believe that in yourself facts. First
it is facts. My thing now is like, sure, like I know before I was like, oh yeah, never relationship, like never.
You changed like the weather.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, had the relationship and I was like, oh yeah, this is quality. And then now I'm just like, oh yeah, maybe I'm just not designed for it again. It's just sort of like
swings around about.
Yeah, the point I'm making is that like there's no set. I feel like we're always changing our views. Yeah, forever evolving. So even though right now at the age of 19, you may feel like, oh, the end of the world, or this is how you feel. When you're 25, mate, you're not going to be thinking how you're 19. Like, I'm not thinking, otherwise I'd still be like fucking scared of everything. You just, yeah.
Sometimes anyway. Cuddles are nice, though.
Cuddles are fucking quality, mate.
I love cuddles.
I'll tell you what, in this London apartment, obviously it's lovely. I would like a cuddle, though.
What, have you not had any here?
Mate, nothing beats a cuddle. Well, you've not had a cuddle?
No, yeah. Yeah, but...
You have had a cuddle. From who?
And you know, like the dustbin man. But yeah, no.
Wait, cuddles are the best.
Cuddles are quality. So wait, so do you have cuddles?
I love cuddles.
No, but with these girls, I don't know who you're seeing. I don't know what's going on in your life. But do you cuddle them?
Yeah.
And is it lovely?
I like cuddles.
So you cuddle them like you love them?
What? No. What? No.
This is my point where I talk about...
I do. Why are you doing a cuddle if you're not cuddling...
I do.
With intent. Yeah,
to cuddle them properly.
Yeah.
I just like a nice snuggle cuddle.
Like a spoon.
It's all kinds of cuddles.
But a spoon is the best form of cuddle. The best form of cuddle.
What's your favourite sex position?
I don't know why it's being called this now, like... Chip called it the Chippo Slice. It's basically spooning.
The Chippo
Slice? Yeah, he called it the Chippo Slice in a video.
You call it the Chippo... Let me do the Chippo Slice on you.
No, nice spoon.
So yeah, spoon and shags.
I think that's all right.
It's all right, but what you...
Go on, what's your favourite?
I like the visuals when I can see what's going on.
When they're riding you.
No. No. I mean, yeah, quality. I like legs behind head, missionary.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a classic.
So it's like, it's very like...
This is nice misogynist.
No, it's not. We're allowed to fucking talk about our favourite sex position.
Yeah.
Fam, this ain't... No, just... No, but it's true. I'm not allowing that to get rent-free in our heads now. We're allowed to talk about our favourite sex position.
I can't comment yours. Fuck down me. Below right now. Yeah,
what's
your male
over
or 18s?
What's yours? Male, female, anything.
What about the one leg over the head?
One leg? One yeah, leg. Class.
One yeah. leg?
Yeah, do that. Just... Sort of like... No, yeah, like... Yeah, it's quality.
Have you ever had a finger up your ass?
No,
why
never.
Why does it always come to
wait,
that?
Wait, what, you have?
No, I haven't yet, but I'm well yet. Scared about it. I
think scared about it? Like, you know it's coming?
Well, inevitably, at some point, it probably will happen.
No, stop.
I'm terrified.
Stop. No, that,
wait,
no.
Have you had it?
No!
No, you like your bum getting licked.
I literally have never had my ass licked.
Oh. Nothing wrong with that.
No, there's people that you've got mates that are into it.
Yeah, I do.
Who?
Who?
Chippo Crimes.
No, he hates it. Stop saying names.
How freezing.
I don't know.
I know who it is, but I won't say.
What?
No, I've got quite a few.
The thing is, like, you're going to have to get Burrs to sign a disclaimer if they go near your ass, because I bet it's disgusting.
Oh.
Wait, No.
I don't like this, like, persona. Like, you've always had this persona to me that I'm like a green bogeyman.
Yeah, no.
But I'm very hygienic. More hygienic than you. It's true.
Oi, so obviously IB for next week, boys.
Haven't mentioned
what,
that.
What are we? No, what are we going for? Like, what is our purpose of going?
Why are we going?
Why are we going?
Well, I'm only going because I have to come out to film with you, boys.
You can't be asked.
I just drank so much.
I don't know why you haven't saved yourself. Like when I saw you on the night out, I was like, I know he's gonna wake up thinking like, I can't be asked for IB
tonight.
No, mate. I'm invited. Am I? Why?
He
no,
still doesn't invite you.
He still
you
doesn't invite you lot. Why doesn't he invite me? I've lived in London for two weeks now and you just don't know. Where? You, bro, there's a fucking, there's an agenda going on.
The Londoners aren't going out, it's my other mates.
Who's
who?
Why can't I come out with them?
If you want to.
No, who are you going out with?
Ben?
No, all right, give us the list of people you're going out with.
I'm not going to give the full list.
Is it the girl you fancy?
No, it's not.
So you
What?
Well, you wouldn't want me around her.
No,
it's just you and Ben.
No, it's Ben and a few others. Like Ben, so Cam, like, Mo.
It's like a whole fucking gang. Oh, no, but we're not
going to
invite
Weller.
Basically,
they're going out, and I've never been out of them before in my life. So, like, he was like, oh, come along. I was like, oh, I won't get back from go-karting until late, but maybe I'll come along.
Yeah, I'm going out in Leeds.
Tonight?
Nah, tomorrow. So, like...
Where's my invite?
Well, it's a Matchroom boxing thing, so I'll be invited by them.
What? I don't...
They only invited me. No, because...
Not me, guys.
Yeah, no, no.
No one's talked about me.
Well, can we just take beef for like chill? Like maybe just go for like
wait,
a beach
day? But
that's
what I was going to say. Like you boys don't have to go and get fucked every day. No. He does. He wants to.
No. I mean, I've literally, since getting back from Ibiza, I've done 2 weeks of like health. Yeah, the odd like night out in rain. Shout out Gary Caprani. but basically, yeah, like I've taken it easy and smashed the gym because I know this Ibiza week is going to be a heavy one.
I've done 2 gym days in a row.
Oh, wow. Speaking of Ibiza, boys, is the episode that we're doing, are we going to be pissed?
No. Yeah, I think we do Ibiza start, if you know what I fucking mean.
It sounds horrible. Don't ever do that again. That was disgusting.
Why?
You're not my.
Oh, fuck you, me. No, do you know what I mean? I think we just have it large.
What is that?
No, right, yeah, we're going to do IB for how you would do IB for.
See, IB for special.
Yeah.
And it will be special.
Very fucking special. Right then, we're on that time.
We got one more question. It's one more question.
Have we?
Yeah.
Mate, we've got another episode to do next week, surely.
Do the question.
What is the question?
We've also paused. And
okay,
like,
what is the question, bro?
How's it here?
Our final question of the day is, my girlfriend has been watching Waffling a bit too much. Every time she or I go round hers or she comes round mine, she's always talking about it or watching Waffling. Whenever you guys read the comments about Theo getting a glow up or whatever, she agrees and nods her head. I'm getting worried as before I walked into her room and I heard her moan Theo's name. Is this real?
He's chatting absolute wusses.
It's from a guy called Teddy as well. This is you.
Anonymous.
Right. Obviously, I thought it was a joke, but as soon as I opened the door, she was trying to hide something under the quilt. I'm now questioning our relationship. Theo, change your goddamn behaviour. Thanks, boys, and sexy Weller. Listen, surely that's bollocks.
That is
well,
bullshit.
When it's about you, it's not, but when it's about me.
But when it's about him, it's bollocks as well.
No. Okay. Have you ever fantasized over any of the Waffling members? Like, be real. Like, be fucking real. Put it in the chat right now. Has anyone gone.
Luke.
Oh, of course, mate. I'm telling you, right, there's been some dodgy fantasies where all three of us are involved. I'm telling you, there's been like fucking gangbang shit. There's been someone. He's gone, you know what, I'm going to write a story in my head tonight and I'm going to have a little fantasy. And they've fucking done it.
Wait, do you reckon someone right now is watching this and gone really bright red?
Yeah, they've gone, oh, how do they know?
How do they know?
Of course we know. So on that note.
Oh, gosh.
We'll see you for the Ibiza episode next week. We're going to have it fucking large. So leave a like, rating, comment. We can't wait for Ibiza. You boys better have a gangy. Anyways, we'll see you in the next one. Peace.
Bye.